tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas in Southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. Cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The economy has taken some sharp blows from the buildup of inflation over the last couple of months, the turmoil in Ukraine adding on to that. It appears, though, the U.S. consumer demand for red meat staying the course pretty well. K-State livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer conducts a monthly survey of consumers nationwide on their beef and pork consumption. He has the latest numbers.
The Meat Demand Monitor, its joint project beef pork checkoff ongoing survey effort, gives me a fairly current pulse on the domestic industry of like. The food service message is good for February. So food service demand was up for every product we looked at. So ribeye steak, ground beef, pork chops, go down the list. Those that we looked at were all up from January and up from the year before. When you flip it over to retail, so think grocery store for at-home consumption, then it was more of a mixed bag. So demand for ground beef in February was up from January, but several other products, including ribeye steak and pork chops, were down from January. But that's where if you compare January versus the year before, you get a different story. So there was a little bit of seasonal pullback, if you like, in February at the grocery store, but we're still well above where we were the year before. So we entered 2022, whether we're talking food service or retail, with a much stronger meat demand story than we had 2021. U.S. consumers have reaffirmed their affinity for meat, and we continue to see that in aggregate.
Well, he says the impacts of inflation are still in play, and through the survey, he asked consumers if they think it will influence their interest in beef and pork moving forward. And those numbers give Tonzer reassurance that domestic beef and pork demand, especially beef, will remain in a good place for months to come. If you'd like to find out more about that monthly meat demand monitor data, go to agmanager.info. That's an Ag Business Update from agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. An 18-year-old man was killed Friday afternoon in Hutchinson when authorities said he failed to yield at a stop sign and was struck by a GMC Yukon. The crash happened just before 3 p.m. Friday at the intersection of 56th Avenue and Halstead Road. The 18-year-old was ejected from his car and died at the hospital. The driver of the Yukon, a 40-year-old woman, and a passenger, a 44-year-old man, were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident is still under investigation. The Kansas State Department of Education says Carly Torres, a fifth-grade teacher at Wiley Elementary School with Hutchinson USD 308, and Erica Huggard, a biology, anatomy, and physiology teacher at Emporia High School, Emporia USD 253, were both named Region 1 finalists for the 2023 Kansas Teacher of the Year Award during a virtual ceremony this past Saturday. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offer valid on the group worries paid by 4-4-3-3-3-3-3. The group benefits taxes and fees will not qualify. Limited term financing for Ford with a credit. Here at the same APR, that's 36 months and 27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer a new piece of dealer, offers can't be denied.
A woman was killed Saturday after her car collided head-on with a semi-truck on U.S. 50 Highway in Chase County. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a 2015 Nissan Altima was heading west on U.S. 50 just before 10 p.m. when the driver crossed the center line and hit a semi-truck going eastbound. KHP said the car's driver, Brianna Lane, 32 of Hutchinson, died at the scene. The semi-truck driver did not appear to be injured in the crash. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts. Kansas State University alumni, faculty, students, staff, and friends gave $600,389 through the one-day campaign called All In for K-State to increase access to mental health services for K-State students and reduce the stigma of asking for help. Alumni and university supporters came together virtually to benefit K-State's Counseling and Psychological Services and the Morrison Family Center for Students' Well-Being and the students they serve. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Republican U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska says he will resign from office effective March 31st after a California jury convicted him of lying to federal authorities about an illegal campaign donation from a foreign national. Fortenberry's announcement Saturday follows concerted pressure on him to step down from political leaders in Nebraska and Washington. Nebraska Republican Governor Pete Ricketts said Fortenberry should, quote, do the right thing for his constituents, unquote, and leave the office he has held since 2005. A three-day search of more than 1,100 acres in southeastern Nebraska did not uncover the remains of a woman who had been missing for more than 9 months. But the State Patrol said the search still helped the investigation. Nebraska State Patrol Lieutenant Eric Jones said Sunday that investigators are now confident that Linda Dillard's remains aren't in the large area that was searched, but they continue to believe she may have been the victim of a crime. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the project agreement between Marshall County and Kansas Department of Transportation for a 90% cost share on a bridge on Tumbleweed Road east of Frankfort, not to exceed $200,000. And commissioners voted unanimously to approve the agreement with AHRS Construction of Bern as construction manager at risk for the jail project. The architect and Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to present an initial set of schematic designs for the jail project. The facility will encompass 22,700 square feet. Brad Lippert of Sabetha joined the meeting to introduce himself. He was recently nominated by the Republican Central Committee to fill the vacancy of Marshall County Attorney, the position being vacated by Megan Voracek. Lippert has reviewed the county attorney's budget and will be appointing Handy Lohman with Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger as assistant county attorney. NextEra representatives met last week with Washington and Republic County commissioners, outlining details and progress on the High Banks Wind Farm proposed for northwest Washington and much of eastern Republic County. A development plan, road use, decommissioning, and contribution agreements are being completed for approval, perhaps by late May. Nearly all of the turbine locations have been signed with landowners, and interest from utilities for purchase of electricity is being solicited. An engineering, procurement, and construction firm to be contracted could begin work yet late this year into 2023. Road improvements would be among early work, with tower and component delivery preceding construction, which could likely begin a year from now. Two substations in Republic County would serve 216 wind turbines, 31 of which are proposed for Northwest Washington County, covering some 120,000 acres total. Landowner revenue over 30 years will be some $115 million. A dozen or so permanent jobs are expected, with temporary construction peaks as high as 350, including some local vendors. NextEra operates 136 wind farms across the country, including 9 in Kansas. A payment in lieu of taxes will be developed, covering the first 10 years after construction, during which time the project qualifies for tax abatement. Officials expect some $100 million in taxes then during the following 20 years will be paid Washington and Republic counties. Washington County Commissioners last week heard that the Senior Services Transportation Van has been approved but will not be delivered until 2023. Nemahal County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve 2021 year-end fund transfers, including $3,700 from Emergency Preparedness, $15,000 from the Diversion Fund, $360,000 from the General Fund, and $60,000 from Law Enforcement, all to the Capital Outlay Fund, as well as $270,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund, $30,000 from Elections, and $60,000 from Transportation for Aging to the Capital Outlay Fund. The county attorney spoke about road agreement violations recently reviewed by NextEra Energy Resources involving the Soldier Creek Wind Farm Project. A three-day search late last week in southeast Nebraska near Table Rock did not result in finding a missing woman, Linda Dillard, who investigators believe may have been the victim of a crime. Search teams covered some 1,100 acres, as well as 24 miles of ditches, river, and farms in the Table Rock State Wildlife Management Area. The Jefferson County woman has been missing since late last summer and is suspected of being involved with a man accused of drug charges in Pawnee County. Several tips have been received recently, authorities asking anyone with information as to the whereabouts of 55-year-old Linda Dillard to please come forward. Those tips may be left anonymously on the Nebraska Crime Stoppers tip line. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe. All veterans in and around Marshall County are welcome Tuesday, March 29th. Vietnam War Commemoration Day is Tuesday. A special presentation will be made to Vietnam vets during the event beginning at 9 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Again, any and all veterans interested are invited to attend. For additional information, contact the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. Veterans Cafe, Tuesday, 9 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Wilma J. Cumro, age 95, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Summerfield. Interment in the church cemetery. No visitation is planned. Rosary at 10:30 Thursday. Wearing mortuary at Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Wilma Cumro.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street invites you to grow Marysville with the first annual economic development fundraiser Friday, April 1st. No fooling, it will be grown-up fun with cocktails, non-alcoholic beverages, appetizers, and activities at many downtown merchants. Businesses will compete for the most popular presentation in various categories, and you help decide. $25 per person, $40 couples, and four for $70. Bring your friends. Check in at the Chamber Main Street office Friday, 5:30 till 6, and get your map and voting sheet. For details, contact Kate Tomer with Marysville Chamber and Main Street at 562-3101.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Continuing to stay dry and sunny throughout the region before a large low-pressure system makes its way through Tuesday and Wednesday. This system will bring some rain showers and thunderstorms throughout the Midwest with a slight chance for some snow showers. And winds will be extremely gusty out of the southwest between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Missouri. There will be a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday and Wednesday before clearing up on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this day, 86. The average low, 36, and the record low is 16. Sunset this evening, 7:46. Sunrise in the morning at 7:18.
Just how much work does it take to lose a pound of weight? We will help walk you through the math on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 28th, the 87th day of the year. Entertainer Lady Gaga has a birthday, and in 1797, Nathaniel Briggs of New Hampshire patented the first U.S. washing machine. Need to shed some winter weight gain before swimsuit season? Here are some rough guidelines for how much work it's going to take. To lose a pound of fat, you'll need to burn about 3,500 calories. That equals about 3 hours of chopping wood, 6 hours of playing basketball, or 14 hours of vigorous housework. Remember, you also need to control the incoming calories, so one exercise that will really pay off is pushing your chair away from the table. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about food and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the right price on a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather package, 31,000 miles. A 2015 Chevy Equinox LT, it's a one-owner trade-in. A 2012 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive. And in the pickup line, a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, 1500 model, one-owner, it's a new truck trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baje, David McCormick, and Crispin Brown powered a dazzling second half for Kansas, and the top-seeded Jayhawks pounded Miami 76-50 to advance to the program's 16th Final Four. The Jayhawks trailed by 6 points at halftime, but then outscored Miami 47-15 in the final 20 minutes. Kansas is the only number one seed left in the tournament. The Jayhawks won the Midwest region for the 13th time with their 9th consecutive victory overall. Next up is the national semifinals and a matchup with Villanova on Saturday in New Orleans. The number 3 seed University of Michigan women's basketball team will face number 1 seed Louisville tonight in the Wichita Regional Final at Intrust Bank Arena. The game is set for an 8 o'clock tip and will air live on ESPN as Michigan tries to advance to its first ever Final Four. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs are adding former Super Bowl opponent Ronald Jones II to their backfield. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports the Chiefs are signing the former Tampa Bay running back to a one-year deal. Chiefs fans remember Jones' effort in the big game when he ran for more than 60 yards on 12 carries. K-State basketball sophomore Selton Miguel has entered the NCAA transfer portal. The report comes from the Twitter account at Verbal Commits. Miguel played in 14 games for the Wildcats due to injuries. He averaged 7.2 points and 4 rebounds a game. For the St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans, slugger Albert Pujols is returning to St. Louis after agreeing to a one-year deal with the Cardinals. That's according to published reports. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch first reported the agreement late Sunday night and said the contract with the 42-year-old Pujols, who's 21 home runs shy of 700 for his career, is pending a physical. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus, featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Add some beauty and motion to your indoor garden with prayer plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The common name was inspired by the leaves folding up at night, like praying hands. During the day, the leaves fold back down, returning the plant to its low-spreading habit, making it perfect as a tabletop or hanging plant. Grow your plant in bright, indirect sunlight for best results. It will tolerate low light conditions, but the variegated patterns on the leaves may fade. Water thoroughly when the soil surface begins to dry and often enough to keep the soil moist but not soggy wet. If leaves develop brown tips, adjust your watering schedule and don't let the pot sit in excess water that collects in the saucer. Keep the soil slightly moist. Use distilled water or rainwater to reduce brown edges caused by chlorine and fluoride in the tap water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is growing again with Janet's Jungle. Top quality plants may be ordered now for April pickup with annuals, perennials, baskets, and planters available. Find your favorite flowers and vegetable varieties with convenient online ordering at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd or contact any student or the school at 562-3181 for a catalog. Order deadline is fast approaching March 30th, with pickup scheduled April 14th. Again, go online at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd.
If you know American history, the name Andrew Volstead may ring a bell. This U.S. representative from small town Minnesota has his name on two important pieces of legislation, and there's a good chance you know them both, but have perhaps forgotten. It's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scott Tedrick shares the story of Andrew Volstead from Granite Falls, Minnesota.
Volstead came here at the age of 26 as a lawyer and ended up going on to become mayor of the town before eventually being elected to Congress.
Volstead served 10 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives beginning in 1903, but it was a bill that carried Volstead's name that was ratified in 1919 that may remind you of a story from your history books.
It was while he was in the Congress that he wrote the Volstead Act, which is he is most known for. Of course, that has to do with prohibition. So he is the one who codified that in the law.
It's believed that Volstead was not totally against alcohol, but he saw how hard liquor was negatively impacting towns and cities.
So with the Capra-Volstead Act, which doesn't have any kind of those negative parts to it, you have this structure that is purely about helping people be together, having an equal voice, an equal power, and a method for creating exponential value that everybody gets to benefit from.
Scott says that if you only see Volstead for his prohibition legislation, you'll miss out on a much bigger picture. Volstead wrote a bill that enabled the formation of cooperatives, a law that still helps agriculture and other industries today. He believed in doing things to help build up the place he lived and other communities across the nation as well.
The driving force behind him in my eyes in every one of those situations was community and what would be best for it.
Interestingly, this town is home to a cooperative brew house, the Blue Nose Gopher, a place that benefits from Volstead's bill that allowed cooperatives, and a place only possible after the repeal of Prohibition. Traveling the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Join the Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventories moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at TwinRiv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Finding a constant water supply for livestock may be as simple as searching your property. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tap into a spring seeping out of the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Springs pop up wherever groundwater flows out of the Earth's surface. They typically occur along hillsides, low-lying areas, or at the base of slopes. Springs can be an excellent source of drinking water for livestock if they're developed and maintained properly. Nuller Herbert is the Deputy Chief for Science and Technology with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says if you're considering tapping into a spring, it's important to take measurements and be sure that the rate of flow is reliable during all seasons of the year.
Did a measurement in the dry season, not in the wet season, because if you were to observe that over time and if it flows at a consistent rate, that would be reliable. So what people do is take measurements of the flow rate, the amount of water coming out of the seep. And over time, you'll have the data on how much water you're getting from that spring.
The flow rate can be tested with a 5-gallon bucket. Dig it into the slope of the spring and time how long it takes to fill the bucket. If the spring is proven to be a constant source, it's extremely important to have the water tested for contamination. Springs are highly susceptible since they're fed by groundwater traveling through different environmental conditions. Then, if the water is found safe, you can start collecting it.
You may want to collect right there on site, either through a pond or some sort of a collection box. Once you have a collection box, and if the spring is reliable, then you can pipe that water to either a storage tank or to a watering trough where the livestock can get to it.
Herbert says your local NRCS people can help you with this project. Learn more about tapping into a spring and how to collect the water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thou must say. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Feeling the effects of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Part 1 today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The Russians invade Ukraine, and the world feels the impact. First, says former USDA economist and now private consultant William Liefert.
For Ukraine, the invasion has harmed the ag sector's physical and commercial infrastructure. Russia, the ag sector, is being hurt by Western economic sanctions. Also, both countries' grain economies will be facing shocks to input prices and supply availability and extreme uncertainty about the geopolitical and commercial future.
Next, says Liefert,
the expected consequences of all these shocks are both deep recession, maybe even a depression, and high inflation. Dual macro problems which put policymakers on the horns of a dilemma, because if policy combats one of these problems, it can exacerbate the other.
Liefert says Ukraine is an important wheat, corn, and sunflower producer. He says a Russian takeover of Ukrainian seaports would inhibit the country's ability to export product and also to bring in needed inputs for this year's crop. Liefert was part of a recent Farm Foundation forum on geopolitical disruptions and their impact on U.S. ag and trade. I'll have more in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging farm women to get involved in the political advocacy as the next election cycle draws near. As Isabella Chisholm, the chair of the AFBF Women's Leadership Committee, says there are many opportunities for women to be able to get involved.
Some of the possibilities would be as simple as inviting a candidate out to your farm. That's always a good way to get your foot in the door. Some of the other things that I think some people often forget about is supporting a candidate that you believe in. But one of the things that I like to suggest is use your comfortable space. I know that there are some women that are more comfortable in a classroom with young children. And so something that they could do would be to invite a candidate to read one of our agriculture books in a classroom.
She goes on to say that the Farm Bureau Federation has many resources available to help members be able to get started?
The Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee came out with an advocacy and action calendar that reminds us to keep advocacy in front of us every month of the year. The other thing that anyone can use is go to fbadvocacy.org, and there are many other tools and ideas there as well.
Finally, she says that it is critically important for farmers and ranchers, particularly women on the farm as well, to be involved in the political advocacy of the process.
If we're not going to be involved in it, others are, and then we're going to have to live with the results of that. And women in particular, I believe, bring a balance to the conversation, and that's critical today. Women need to use their natural skills of inclusion and collaborative skills to bring the sides together.
According to the latest data of 2017, that there were nearly 1.1 million farms with at least one or more female producers that were responsible for making decisions about farm operations, which is roughly 56% of all total farms in the country. You can find more information about how you can get involved online at fbadvocacy.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Truck Month at Rusty Export. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Export under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Export will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Export. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders made by 4-4-3-3-2 credit taxes. These are qualified. Any term financing support with a credit year. Visit APR for 36 months is 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer a UPC dealer.
The Manhattan Commission Company at Manhattan, Kansas will be hosting the Flint Hills Replacement Heifer Sale Wednesday, March 30th, starting at 12 noon. This sale will feature 200 choice fall-bred OCV first calf-bred heifers, consisting of 100 Black Angus and Angus Influence, 65 Red Angus, and 25 Char Angus heifers. These fall-bred heifers are AI or bull-bred to registered low birth weight, high calving ease bulls, and are current on all vaccinations to due to calf August 15th through October. We will also have 700 OCV open replacement spring-born heifers consisting of 350 Black Angus and Angus Influence heifers. 100 of those will be Northern Origin One-Iron Angus heifers. 150 will be Black White-Face or Brockle-Faced, 80-head Red Angus heifers, 20-head Red Baldy, and 20 Char Angus Cross heifers. All replacement heifers are pelvic examined, track scored, vaccinated with all breeding shots, and weighing from 750 to 850 pounds. We will sell in lots to suit buyers' needs. For more information on this special heifer sale to be held Wednesday, March 30th at MCC, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With the war in Ukraine dragging on, farmers in the European Union are going to be allowed to plant crops on conservation acreage this spring. New pressure now on the Biden administration to do the same. Yesterday, the European Commission announced a series of measures to aid the ag sector, including about $550 million in direct payments to directly support farmers most affected by the higher input costs and closure of export markets. The Commission also will allow farmers to plant crops on fallow conservation acres without taking a cut in what's called greening payments. In the U.S., the American Farm Bureau joining grain and oilseed processors urging USDA to allow cropping of Conservation Reserve Program acres that are classified as prime farmland or less environmentally sensitive. Ag Secretary Vilsack so far has resisted that idea. An agreement reached by the U.S. and Japanese negotiators expected to make it much less likely that strong U.S. beef exports to the country will be set off by higher tariffs on U.S. shipments as it did last year. But Japanese lawmakers still need to approve the deal, and U.S. trade officials say they don't know how long that will take. The agreement stipulates that three triggers, not just one, will have to be set off before Japan raises its tariffs on U.S. beef. Under the new formula, the higher tariffs would be contingent on both U.S. beef exports
exports and the combined exports of all comprehensive and progressive agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership nations reaching their volume triggers, and U.S. beef shipments exceed the previous year's total. One official told reporters that the way they look at the agreement is it adds a lot of certainty to the market and allows the U.S. to meet the demand of Japanese importers. And the National Association of Wheat Growers formally inviting the North Dakota Grain Grower Association to rejoin the national group. Depending on the year, North Dakota ranks either number one or two in U.S. wheat production. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Finding a constant water supply for livestock may be as simple as searching your property. Tap into a spring seeping out of the ground on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Wherever groundwater flows out of the Earth's surface. They typically occur along hillsides, low-lying areas, or at the base of slopes. Springs can be an excellent source of drinking water for livestock if they're developed and maintained properly. Noller Herbert is the Deputy Chief for Science and Technology with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says if you're considering tapping into a spring, it's important to take measurements and be sure that the rate of flow is reliable during all seasons of the year.
Do the measurement in the dry season, not in the wet season, because if you were to observe that over time and if it flows at a consistent rate, that would be reliable. So what people do is take measurements of the flow rate, the amount of water coming out of the seep. And over time, you'll have the data on how much water you're getting from that spring.
The flow rate can be tested with a 5-gallon bucket. Dig it into the slope of the spring and time how long it takes to fill the bucket. If the spring is proven to be a constant source, it's extremely important to have the water tested for contamination. Springs are highly susceptible since they're fed by groundwater traveling through different environmental conditions. Then, if the water is found safe, you can start collecting it.
You may want to collect right there on site, either through a pond or some sort of a collection box. Once you have a collection box, and if the spring is reliable, then you can pipe that water to either a storage tank or to a watering trough where the livestock can get to it.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tapping into a spring at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. Amanda Hoosier going through a Monday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit as we get into the afternoon here. Still seeing mostly lower numbers across the board for the grains and for the livestock. Things have been pretty consistent throughout the day today. We'll see how we close up in just a little bit. Corn market has kind of slowed down over the last hour for sure, with May corn sitting right around 8.5 cents lower sitting at 745 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, they have at least slowed down a little bit and been pretty consistent, sitting at 39 and three quarter cents down in the red at 1071 even a bushel. Chicago wheat also down by 44 and a half cents at 1057 and three quarters. Soybean market mostly lower here as May soybeans have taken a bit of a hit over the last hour, sitting down 43 cents right now at 1667 and a quarter. July beans are down by 39 and a quarter at 1649 and a quarter. Soybean meal, they've taken a little bit of a hit as well, down $7.80 now, sitting at 480.10, with the July down 660 at 473.80. Over in the soybean oil, May bean oil down $2.23 right now at 72.52, with the July down 208 at 70.53. There is a little bit of green in the cotton market after a slow start to the day. We do see them rebounding a bit, with May cotton up $1.74 right now at 137.64. The canola's up by $2.50 right now in the green at 1141.90. And the oats market, they are mostly higher here, with May oats up by 8.5 cents right now at 746.5. Livestock market mostly lower here, as live cattle for April's down $0.50 at 139.97. The feeder cattle for March is sitting 45 cents in the red at 155.97. Looking at the U.S. dollar index today, things are a little bit higher to start the week. That's nice. June index sitting up 19 cents in the green at $99.01. 30-year bonds for June up just about a quarter at 147.25. 10-year notes for June are sitting up barely a point at 121.28.
Truck month at Rusty Eckford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eckford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eckford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eckford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eckford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckford.com. Offers valid on group orders paid by 4/4/2023. Group benefits, taxes, fees, and all qualified. Long-term financing, forward loan credit, 0% APR for 36 months to 2778 for monthly deposit finance. Offer DPC dealer offers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
KNDY. all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.